This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. An interesting thing happened on the way to the global economy today. As the Federal Reserve unwinds the stimulus it's been providing here, quantitative easing by name, its big bond buying program, along with low interest rates, the European Central Bank is ramping up its intervention. The ECB wrapped up a meeting today, the outcome of which was basically that they are going to keep on plowing money into the European economy if they have to. Along the way, and not coincidentally, the U.S. dollar is as strong as it's been in almost 4 years. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
Money is like a cow. At an auction, people bid on cows. If everyone wants a certain cow, the price goes up. For now, everyone's favorite cow is the dollar.
Over the last few months, it's been a very strong story for the dollar.
Michael Boutros is currency strategist with Daily FX.
We're at multi-year highs here we haven't seen since 2010.
Why are people bullish on dollars?
The U.S. economy is finally getting some traction.
Wynn Finn is global head of emerging markets at Brown Brothers Harriman. He says people are buying dollars to take advantage of the U.S. recovery. The dollar's also being helped by a side effect of the recovery.
And that's going to allow the Fed to A, stop QE in October, and to B, actually hike rates sometime in 2015.
Those things mean higher interest rates and yields in the U.S. In contrast, Europe, Japan, and England are all keeping rates very low. People want to invest their money where they can make money. Like cows, money likes greener pastures.
You would want a country that's offering some decent yield.
Which goes back to bidding up the dollar's value. So what does all this mean? David Stockton is senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
So a strengthening dollar makes goods produced in the United States more expensive abroad, and it makes foreign goods cheaper here in the United States.
U.S. consumers will see cheaper goods. U.S. exporters will have a harder time, which incidentally may well cause the Fed to slow down rate increases, which would slow down the dollar's rise, but definitely not stop it. That cow has left the barn. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.